ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय लब्धवान् निमित्तं अव्यक्तम् व्यक्ताव्यक्तं भवति उतः यथा योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन वलायस लब्ध्वा निमित्तं अव्यक्तम् व्यक्ताव्यक्तं भवति उतः यथा योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन बलीयस लब्ध्वा निमित्तं अव्यक्तम् व्यक्तं व्यक्तं भवति उतः यथा योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन बलीयस व्यक्तं भवति उतः यथा योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन बलीयस व्यक्तं व्यक्तं भवति उतः योनि यथा बीजम् स्वभावेन बलीयस योनि यथा बीजम् विना बलीयसः अव्यक्तम् अबलीयसः बीजम् माताजी Lavdava, having gotten Nimittan, the cause, Avyaktam, unseen or unknown to the person, Vyaktavyaktam, manifested and unmanifested, or the gross body and the subtle body, Bhavati, come into being. Uta, certainly, yatha yoni, exactly like mother, yatha bijam, exactly like the father, sabhavena, by the natural tendency, valyasa, which is very powerful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. The fruitive activities a living being performs, whether pious or impious, are the unseen cause for the fulfillment of his desires. This unseen cause is the root for the living entity's different bodies. Because of his intense desire, the living entity takes birth in a particular family and receives a body which is either like that of his mother or like that of his father. The gross and subtle bodies are created according to his desire. Purport. The gross body is a product of the subtle body, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6. Is some noise in the background? Translating. Okay. In Hindi. Okay, that's fine. Yam yam vapi swanabhavam tajante kalevaram tam tam aveti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. The atmosphere of the subtle body at the time of death is created by the activities of the gross body. Thus the gross body acts during one lifetime and the subtle body acts at the time of death. The subtle body, which is called linga, the body of desire, is the background for the development of a particular type of gross body, which is either like that of one's mother or like that of one's father. According to Rig Veda, if at the time of sex the secretions of the mother are more profuse than those of the father, the child will receive a female body. And if the secretions of the father are more profuse than those of the mother, the child will receive a male body. These are certain laws of nature which act according to desire of the living entity. If a human being is taught to change his subtle body by developing a consciousness of Krishna, at the time of death, the subtle body will create a gross body in which he will be a devotee of Krishna. Or if he is still more perfect, he will not take another material body, but will immediately get a spiritual body and thus returns home back to Godhead. This is the process of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, instead of trying to unite human society through pacts of sense gratifications that can never be achieved, it is clearly desirable to teach people how to become Krishna conscious and return home back to Godhead. This is true now and indeed at any time. Om Jnanti Mirindasvi Jnananjan Shalaka Chakshinu Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rukhadam Zati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Giriraj Swamiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharni Sheshunyavadi Paschadeshtane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charnurottam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirit Vancha Kalpatra Vishkipa Sundu Vivijipati Danam Pavne Vivashni Vivyo Namon Maham. So here, the Yamdutas are speaking to the Vishnudutas that how the living entity transmigrates from one body to another body. In what sort of conditions he takes certain type of body. Krishna explains Ichha Dvesha Dvanda Mohina Bharata in Bhagavad Gita. We are actually spiritual being, part and parcel of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains quite often that we are not this body, we are a spirit soul. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says same, Krishna Bhula Jiva Bhoga Vancha Kare Maya Tare Japatya Dhare. Krishna Bhulila Jiva Bhoga Vancha Kare Bhog, enjoy, desire, Ichha Dvesh. Dvesh mean enviousness, jalan, and desire to lord over this material world. So we all are identifying ourselves with this body. Sometimes people say that I am experiencing spiritual life. Very common, generally people say this. I am experiencing a spiritual life. I am experiencing, but matter of fact, we are not experiencing a spiritual life. We are spiritual beings. But we are experiencing this human body. At present we are experiencing human form of life.
So by nature, the spirit soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna, it is anandamaya, full of bliss. In the spiritual world, that is why spiritual world is called Vaikunth. There is no anxiety. It's full of bliss. But here is Kuntha, full of miseries. And Maya is such, Maya tare japatya dhare. Moment a person gets in touch with this material nature, immediately the person forgets that he is a spiritual being, he is part and parcel of Krishna. Trying to enjoy this material world, where there is no enjoyment at all. Actually, there is no enjoyment. The absence of miseries, Srila Prabhupada explains very nicely, the absence of misery we are considering, we are assuming that this is happiness. Srila Prabhupada quoted a verse. He said, Pagla ke, anybody is Bengali here, sitting here? Okay. So my Bengali is not very good, but what I heard. Prabhupada says, Pagla ke bole, chagla ke khaye. Pagal man can eat anything, and it is a, what is this? Huh? Chagla. Is it chagla? Yeah, chagla eats anything. Pagla speak anything. He can speak anything. So a pagal man can say anything. Sometime a pagal man who is a madman, sometime he laughs, sometime he is crying. But he is not in his real state of mind. So even he laughs or he cries, it's the same thing. It does not matter. He is still a pagal. So similarly, when in the material world we are experiencing, Srila Prabhupada explaining, in the material world we may be enjoying or we may be suffering. It's the same thing. Because that's not our real consciousness. Now the real consciousness is actually Krishna consciousness. Now that has to be revived. Now is that easy? That can be revived immediately. You just take any switch like electricity. We just switch on and off. We put the switch on, the electricity start working. We put the switch off, electricity stops working. Is it something like that? But matter of fact, it is more complicated. It is more complex than this simple philosophy of electricity. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2:29, that some people look at the soul as amazingly. They get very amazed when they look at the soul. Of course, you can't see the soul. When they realize, oh, there is a soul in the body. Is it really soul in the body? How does this soul work? So they get very amazed. And Krishna says, some people, Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Shigonitai Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. So some people, when they hear about the Atma, they get very amazed. Ashcharya, they get very amazed. So there's some people even hearing about Atma, they cannot understand it. So what should be done? How can we revive this original consciousness so we can feel the anand, the bliss of the spiritual world? There is a process. The only process to revive that consciousness is actually a bhakti, the devotion to Krishna. The devotion to Vishnu. Nade swat gatim hi Vishnu. That ultimate gati is Vishnu. General people do not know this. Vasudev Praveda, Vasudev Paramakha, Vasudev Prayoga. Bhagavatam explains in the second chapter of the first canto. The ultimate goal is Vasudev. Ultimate knowledge is Vasudev. So Vasudev Krishna, in order to attain Krishna, one has to take the process of bhakti. Now there is another condition. If really want to feel that the bhakti has to be unalloyed bhakti. Srila Prabhupada often, devotees who read Prabhupada books, they must have read so many times, Prabhupada explains unalloyed devotion, isn't it? What do you mean by unalloyed devotion? I born in a jeweler's family, so if anybody else who has contact with the jewelers, so they will know the pure gold is by nature very soft. But moment you mix some alloy with that gold, copper or silver, it is called alloyed gold. It becomes hard. More you put other metals, mix other metals with the gold, it becomes harder and harder and harder. So unalloyed devotion service, that is the condition. There is another example. If you like to feel an object, if you are wearing a glove, it is very difficult to feel the object. You can't really feel it. But you have to remove the glove. Then you can feel the object. So similarly, the Krishna consciousness is the same. If you want to feel Krishna, want to become Krishna consciousness, you see, there is no difference. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Arasya Graha Purna Shiddha Nitya Mukto Bhinnata Nama Nama Namino. Krishna's name, Krishna's deity, Krishna's picture, Krishna is non-different. But at present we cannot feel Krishna, we cannot see Krishna. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, but we don't realize it. Once Srila Prabhupada, he asked devotees, how do you know Krishna is God? So some devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, because you said Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, I may be wrong. Somebody said, it is written in the scriptures. So Prabhupada was refuting the point again and again. Somebody saying, Prabhupada, you have presented like this, you are in disciplic succession, and they are giving different reasons why they accept Krishna as God. But Srila Prabhupada was still not satisfied. So eventually, a young brahmachari, he stood up, he was just joined Krishna consciousness 6 months ago. He was not very learned, he was not very intellect. He raised his hand. He said, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't know what to say. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, why do you think Krishna is God? He said, Srila Prabhupada, when I chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, I feel Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, yes. That is what it is. You have to feel Krishna. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is when we feel Krishna. And that feeling that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is actually pure devotional service. And it cannot be attained, it only can be attained the description is given, Sarupadi Vinurmuktam, at the moment we are upadis. We are for designations. We are identifying with the body even after coming to Krishna consciousness. Because we are practicing for a little while, so we are not purified fully. We still identify ourselves with this body. We still identify with the status. When we become free from that status, Anyavilasa Shinam Gyan Karnavratam Annakulam Krishna Shiram Bhakti Ruttama, that is the topmost bhakti, without karma and jnana. When we come to that platform, when we practice this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, which is starts with chanting Hare Krishna, his middle is chanting Hare Krishna, and the goal is chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, when we go to the spiritual world, now we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we go to the spiritual world, what we will do? Prabhupada said, then we will chant more Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So when we do that, then immediately, Cheto Dharpan Majnam Bab Mahadava Nivarpanam, that chit, the mind start becoming clearer. Then we start seeing ourselves, yes, we are insignificant part and parcel of Krishna. Then we understand who we are and what is Krishna. When we come to that platform, immediately Krishna takes charge of us. Of course, Krishna takes charge right from the day one. Moment anybody takes a little bit of Krishna consciousness, he may be interested, let me go to the ISKCON Juhu. Let me see how the devotees practice. Immediately Krishna notices, yes, this person is, this living entity is coming to me. So he will purify according to his own deeds, good or bad, whatever, Krishna brings him up to the planet. Ultimately, we all will be purified as long as we remain in Krishna consciousness. Not only that, even if somebody falls down, eventually we will reach Krishna, all of us. If not this life, next life, next life, next life, ultimately our relationship will be established with Krishna. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. There is no loss. Neha vikram na ashosti patvayo na vidyate. There is no loss. Srila Prabhupada used to say, don't try to see God. Act in such a way, God wants to see you. If we follow the process, then personally Krishna takes care of it. Personally, it's like, example is like when these rishis, they taken a Gopal mantra from Devrishi Narad, and Naradji told that eventually you will, if you practice this mantra, Gopal mantra, that you will have audience of Lord Krishna. So they were practicing in Dandakarniya forest the Gopal mantra. And when all the demigods headed by Brahma, they approached Lord Vishnu. That Ravana, the terrorist, he is so powerful, the son of Visharva, with his associates, he is terrorizing the entire universe. We are not in peace. Please help us. At that particular time, Lord Vishnu said, yes, I come. I will. You take birth as a monkey and bhalus in Dandakarniya forest. He instructed that to demigods. Now what reason was there Ram to go to the forest? Not because of Kaikeyi or Dashrath, yes, they were the means to go to forest. But hidden reason of going to forest, of course, he was going to kill Ravan. He could have killed Ravan from there. If he needed to kill Ravan, that was the main reason all these demigods approach to Lord Vishnu to protect them from Ravan. And he could have taken birth as he wanted in Ayodhya, not a problem. He could reach Lanka, attack Lanka and kill Ravan. He could have done that. But he spent 14 years in Dandakarniya forest. What was the reason? The reason was the yogis, they were meditating on Gopal mantra. Because they perfected their devotion, Ram personally went to Dandakarniya forest and gave them their darshan and audience. The statement of don't try to see God, act in such a way God wants to see you. And when Ram went over there, they all desired, wish if he could serve Lord Ram, and they saw how Sita is serving Ram, so then they desired, simply, they didn't express, they simply desired, wish if he could serve Ram that way. And the Ram knew the desires of all these rishis. And what did he do? He fulfilled their desires. These rishis, they became Munichari gopis in Vrindavan Leela. See how good fortune of these devotees. First he gave them audience. Then he made them entered into the Leela of Vrindavan. Personally from the hands of Shabri, he ate. These details some other time, if I get good fortune to come, we can talk so much about this. But the main thing is that Krishna, not only he is taking care, he is personally giving audience to the to his devotees. And the gift, Golokera Premdam Harinam Sankirtan, it is not something very cheap. It is the most precious gift. The most precious gift which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Brahmade Dekon Bhagyavan Jeev. He did not say that Bhagyavan Jeev in Hindu community or Bhagyavan Jeev in a Bharat Desh or Bhagyavan Jeev in the planet Earth. He said, Brahmade Dekon Bhagyavan Jeev. Can you imagine? Out of all the universe, that fortunate person who takes this Krishna consciousness. Mrishnam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhyanam kashinmaveti tatata. Thousands and thousands of people one come to platform of jnana that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. Even if somebody realizes up to this platform I am not this body, of course he is a Brahma Bhut. But from there, out of thousands and thousands of jnanis, only one come to the platform that actually it's Vasudev Krishna, Bahunam Janamanam Ante. After many, many births, one come to this platform. It is Vasudev Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, imagine how rare it is, how precious this gift is. So we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he delivered us this gift. And this gift is not an ordinary gift. This is the Oxford University. This Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is actually Oxford University. Even going to ordinary universities is very difficult. But going to Oxford University in England, it is most prestigious university. So the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the University of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is actually an Oxford University. When we come to Oxford University, you don't talk about any other mundane failure and the pass and this marks and this. You talk about thesis. The education system is different. So here there is no scope of karma and jnana and the status. There is only one scope, that we are part and parcel of Krishna insignificant. Of course, there's other details, but I would not go much longer. But the only thing we should appreciate that it is our so good fortune and acharyas, we are indebted to previous acharyas. They worked so hard. They written so many books. Srila Vedavyas, he divided the Veda into four parts. For whom he done that? For us. You see, all the Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, Nimbarka Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami, they took so much trouble. For whom they taken trouble? For us. Our own six Goswamis, they took so much trouble. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, our own Srila Prabhupada. Eventually at one point he said, this Bombay temple when he was having with Mr. Nair, correct me if I'm wrong, that it's given the more headache, he said, in his whole mission. But for whom he took this headache? Not for these acharyas, they written these books simply for, like when the people, ordinary authors, when they write some books, they want to earn money from these books. They want their own name and fame for these books. But whenever acharyas, they have given us this literature, Srila Prabhupada given this literature, for whom? He given this literature so we can get enlightened by studying these books, by following these books. Not reading, by studying these books. So they took so much trouble for us. So it's our duty that somehow or other, with a good fortune, we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's family, which is actually Oxford University. There's no doubt. So my request that please you give your blessing so I can serve and to Srila Prabhupada, and we all serve together to Srila Prabhupada by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful process. If we make our hearts soft by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, in the association of devotees, when we chant, the proof of advancement is as our heart becomes softer and softer. That is the evidence. I just like to finish one little, I was just spoken 2-3 times about this. He's saying in Vrindavan that when Lord Krishna, he was in performing pastime in Nandagaon and Gokul, he used to steal the butter. What was the reason he was stealing butter? Why he could not steal other objects? That is why Mother Yashoda is having a stick in her hand, chasing Krishna. It is saying in Vrindavan that Krishna steals the butter simply because butter has got two qualities. It is very clear and it is very soft. So when our heart becomes very soft and clear by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, then we will feel Krishna. Krishna will steal our heart. And that is the actually bliss. And when we are Krishna conscious, there is no anxiety. But when we are not Krishna conscious, then there is anxiety. Of course, there is another details of spiritual and material. These are some other time. So I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, if anybody likes to make any comment or any question.
Yes.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी,
हरे कृष्ण।
आपने जब कहा था कि भगवान खुद आएंगे देखने के तुम्हें, तुम भगवान को देखने की कोशिश मत करो, तो इसमें एक उर्दू शायर ने लिखा है, कर खुद को इतना बुलंद कि खुदा पूछे कि तेरी रजा क्या है।
यस, वेल सेम थिंग अवर श्रील प्रभुपाद सेड, डोंट ट्राई टू सी गॉड, एक्ट इन सच वे God wants to see you. So, same thing, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada used to state that. You see, seeing is mundane seeing, the way people who do not know about this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, they consider that God, one day I will die and then I will see God like sitting here like this. But our philosophy is not seeing. Philosophy of our Oxford University of Gaudiya Vaishnav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, is that Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? So, this is Vipallamba Bhav. Madhurya Bhav, Radharani, Gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our six Goswamis. See, seeing Krishna is, I mentioned Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. When we chant Krishna, 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 you can literally see Krishna. In America, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and a press reporter asked, have you seen Krishna? Prabhupada said, if I said you yes, would you believe it? You would not understand. But when he went, Prabhupada said, this foolish man, he couldn't understand. Krishna was standing right behind him. So seeing Krishna is completely different when we see Divya Chakshu. And that Divya Chakshu is the devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna at the time of Kurukshetra, Krishna awarded him a Divya Chakshu. He could see, Bhisham Pitama could see, two people could see, the Virat Rup. All others, 650 million people, they could not see the Virat Rup. But he said, I give you the divine vision, Divya Chakshu. And Divya Chakshu is the devotional service. So when we practice this, devotees, that is why we leave everything, we leave our business. We join Krishna consciousness. There's a bliss. So there's a system and there's a formula. Okay. Yes. I'll take last one, I think 9 o'clock. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, I don't know whether it happens with all devotees. At least it happens with me. The question is, when I chant Hare Krishna, sometimes I feel Krishna, sometimes I do not feel Krishna also. What could be the reason?
Somebody said to Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, he said, Srila Prabhupada, sometime I'm in Maya. And Prabhupada said, you're not, and sometime I mean, and Maya, Prabhupada said, no. Sometime you're Krishna consciousness, you all the time you're in Maya. So, when we feel, we are not qualified to feel. The real qualification is actually when you start thinking that, oh, I will be qualified, now I'm a bhakta for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, now I'm a good devotee, you know, I know all the Bhagavatam, I can recite all the Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita, oh yes, I can, you know, do this project, I can do that project. This is not real advancement.
Oh, I can chant 64 rounds even. Oh, yes, I can chant even, you know, 100 rounds. That's my service. The real advancement will become when we feel that we are very insignificant. One devotee said, Prabhupada said, yes, we are very insignificant. If you compare, we'll see who we are. This is our real problem. We are thinking we are something. When we see recognition even from somebody, even from within society, oh, I'm a senior or I'm a junior, well, no, I am. So we are identifying ourselves. More we advance, more we start feeling, no, I am not actually something, I'm actually insignificant. And how insignificant we are? You see how many acharyas. I was sharing with my Guru Maharaj, Sridhanagira Swami, in when he was in London. I was giving a lecture maybe about 7-8 years ago in East London. And at that time, people are very attracted to these things. You know the yogas? You know, they think by doing this, their hair will not, you know, lose or something. They will remain black or something. And I've seen sometimes devotees sitting in the Bhagavatam class. You know, I could not resist at that time. Somebody was sitting in that program. It's a house program, fully packed. And somebody was just keep doing this. And it was very disturbing. But anyway, I just continue. Then some realization came into my mind. How unfortunate this person is that he is just wasting his time doing this. Rather, he should be doing this. So, after in the class I just mentioned, I didn't pinpoint anybody. You know, people know the big some guru who propagate this sort of philosophy of yoga and everything. So I didn't attack anybody. I just mentioned, you know, rather wasting our time like this, we should do like chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So one of the main promoter of that particular yoga, she was very offended, but which I didn't mean to offend. So she raised a hand and she started questioning. She said, have you seen how many people sit in that program? So I just remained very calm and then I tried to explain to her that she said, how many people sit in there? There's 50,000 people sit in one program of the person. Sometimes even it goes to 80,000 people. When this particular person, I won't name it, anybody in public, when this particular Babaji does his programs, you must go and see it. So I try to very gently explain, okay, fair enough, that is you are presenting your authority, that this is your authority, may I present my authority now? She said, yes. I said, maximum how many people sit in you in the program? So she said, 80, maybe 100. I said, when my authority sits and does a program, in our acharyas, one of our acharya, when he gives a lecture, in that lecture, not 100,000, not 200,000, 330 million people sit in that particular lecture. When Devarishi Narada speaks, who is our authority, all 33 crore Devi Devata sit in that particular program. And they are all very learned. So she got the message. But my reason I told this point is that acharyas are so great, like Srila Vedavyas or Devrishi Narada, Swamba Narada Shambhu Kumar Kapilo Muni Prahlad Janako Bhishma Balirvayas Kirvayam. These are our authorities. How advanced they are in devotional service. You can imagine we cannot even breathe. So this Mahamaya, we are breathing, we are eating, we are evacuating. This is all controlled by Durga Devi. How powerful Durga Devi is. Now this nature of Durga Devi which we are living in, she is one of the agent of Krishna. Now beyond, and Krishna says this is apraantyanya prakritivyam param jivuta mahabaho jijedam dharyate jagat. That this material nature, Krishna is saying, this is inferior nature. Beyond this nature, there is a superior nature. So this 33 Devi Devatas, who are so powerful, our authorities, they are so powerful, and then there are, in the background, there are different leelas going on, Hanuman and so many other, if you read Gopu Kumar's pastime, you will see how he advanced from one stage to another stage. So, how many authorities, the gopis, the gopas, and compared to them, who are we? You see our acharyas, who are we? What have we done? Nothing. We can't do anything. So when we come to this platform, we are nothing. We are just very insignificant. It is our good fortune that if we become an instrument in the part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When we come to that platform, then we won't go to this experience. Sometime and sometime I feel, sometime I don't feel. Then we'll feel all the time. This is the qualification. So Srila Prabhupada said, study my books. Read my books. So it's not for only distribution, rather it is for reading every day. So that's my realization I shared. Thank you very much for Rajari Prabhu asked me, so I'm very grateful. I wanted to listen from my own Guru Maharaj, but then he asked me, no, you speak, so I just spoke whatever I could have. So hope I don't know, I just spoke what I felt a little bit. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.